Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This is Ross Coulthart, and you are listening to That UFO Podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. As always, my name is Andy, and this is your news update for the middle of December 2025. I planned on having a couple of more shows out this month, but I've had a bit of an illness that's going around in the UK. I see Ross Coulthart on News Nation is struggling with a bit of a lurgy at the moment as well, so it certainly hit me in the last week or so. So I've got a bit of a thumping headache at the moment, but there was so much news to discuss. I didn't want to leave this too much later, to be honest, so lots to get through. And anyone waiting on the Joe McMonagle interview, it will still be happening. Right before the interview, Joe had a medical incident and he is currently recovering in hospital. So all the best to Joe. thoughts and prayers with him. He's okay, but he will be coming back on. He's still in touch with me, and I look forward to catching up with Joe McMonagle real, real soon. But listen, on to the news update, folks, and it's looking like a really busy December for UFO news and drops across various fronts. Even at the start of this week, USA Today ran a front page, real serious piece on the Society for UAP Studies, and Michael Sofoni, I've had the pleasure of seeing Michael speak, and maybe some of this is the impact from the Age of Disclosure documentary starting to turn mainstream heads. Maybe they're starting to look further afield into the UFO topic and going, look, who else is studying this? Maybe USA Today, as far as I'm aware, is a pretty serious mainstream news outlet. They're looking at this topic and wondering, okay, we've got all these major governmental figures coming through, but where are the academics? Who can we find out? And the UAP Studies Society has been picked up. So fantastic work, and great to see that they're getting some acknowledgement from that. So let's get into the news, folks, because a lot to cover in a short space of time here. First off, you may have seen Ross Coulthart a couple of days ago had Luis Elizondo on for a rare interview. Luis Elizondo doesn't do too many of those interviews these days, but he does pop up now and again on a couple of selected outlets, including with Ross Coulthart on News Nation. Now, Luis Elizondo wrote a memo to President Trump in January. It's dated 2024. January 2024, but apparently it was written for this year. And that's already a pain, because for those who pore over details and mistakes and issues and little inaccuracies, the date's already framing some of this discussion, and people are poring over it, and it's bullshit, why is it coming up now, etc, etc. But let me go through, I'm going to go through the summary of what the memo has in it, and then some of the discussion that Ross and Lou had, because there's some nice back and forward and some answers worth picking up on. So for those who don't know, Luis Elizondo is a former counterintelligence officer. His book Imminent was a New York Times bestseller. He ran the US government's ATIP program, which followed on from OSAP back in 2017. He left, the New York Times article came out, and the rest, as they say, is history. So the memo itself focuses on one central idea, and that is the United States is falling behind on emerging all-domain technologies, or EADT. For the love of Christ, another acronym I could do without. I'm sure many of you are thinking the same thing, but emerging all-domain technologies. And it needs a whole-of-government plan to catch up around EADT. It's an umbrella term covering drones, human-made and otherwise, UAP and other advanced systems operating through air, space, sea and more. According to Elizondo, these technologies are evolving fast. They're showing up in places they shouldn't, and they're putting American national security at risk. And as we know, these are now occurring around Europe and no doubt other places as well. I've got no issue with the UAP umbrella and term being used, or EADT, because I do think a lot of this phenomenon that people are reporting or misidentifying or misreporting or sensationalising, unfortunately, for a lot of it, is drones or misidentifications. And even on the Discord for this podcast, which you get access to if you're a paid member, some of the guys in there were discussing the fact that there are some really cool balloons. And I think the problem when people mention balloons at all with the UFO topic is you think party balloons, you think Batman balloons and all that argument from a few years ago. There are some incredibly advanced balloon technologies, believe it or not, that are, I think, are being misidentified or even used for spying and all that kind of stuff as well, folks. But let's go into it, because again, some of this is anomalous, genuinely anomalous, and let me stress that, especially to you, the camera watching me, some of this is genuinely anomalous. Elizondo breaks it into two parts. He says, first, drones. He points to conflicts like Ukraine, where advanced drones have been completely reshaping modern warfare. I see a lot of videos, especially on Facebook and my algorithm for some reason, of drones attacking Russian and Ukrainian targets and stuff like that. And these are incredibly advanced now. You see some of them flying inside like empty small rooms and going around locations. And then obviously they have explosive devices attached and different things. Rogue actors, criminals, and even foreign governments are using these systems to bypass traditional defences. I've had conversations with folks who will talk about how drug cartels are spending millions and millions of dollars on advanced drones to ship drugs across borders to try and not be caught, especially at the weakened areas of border control. Inside the US, drones are routinely violating restricted airspace, and now we know across Europe, Belgium's had a lot of issues recently, including military and nuclear facilities. Nuclear facilities are a really sensitive one. And the response from federal, state and local agencies is inconsistent and often ineffective. Personally, again, as a bit of a layman, I don't think a lot of the authorities are prepared or capable of dealing with even the most basic of drone incursions, regardless of there being hobbyists or something more sinister. I don't know. I would say that's the case. The second thing he breaks down from drones are UAP, genuine UAP, and he says these are even more concerning. They demonstrate capabilities that don't match anything the US currently understands. Meanwhile, America's adversaries are aggressively studying them and trying to exploit the technology. I can't imagine the US aren't doing the same thing. You know, he argues that US efforts, including the Pentagon's Arrow office, are bogged down by bureaucracy and a culture of secrecy that's eroding public trust. The end result is what he calls failure's steep price. Unfocused research, weaker technology compared to adversaries, poor transparency, and the public is increasingly suspicious of government's handling of this issue. Need I say more than going back to when the Biden administration was being really quiet on the whole drone flap? Trump's administration, as they were finishing their campaign to, you know, when we get in, if we get in, we're going to tell you what this stuff is. And they didn't, you know, Biden didn't, Trump didn't. So, you know, what's the difference? They came out and said it was FAA approved. The FAA came out and said that was nonsense. So, again, transparency is severely lacking. Elizondo says, essentially, folks, and throughout the interview with Coulthard, I'll go over some of the highlights, that the solution to this is an EADT czar, that is CZAR, basically leader or role at the head of government, part of that, a major structural change, appoint a senior advisor to the president with that title, EADT czar, something like that. The advisor would coordinate the entire government's response to drones, UAP and related technologies. They would develop national policy and a long-term strategy and serve as the president's lead communicator on this issue to Congress, the media and the public. He argues that giving this job to an existing Pentagon or intelligence official wouldn't work. They're already overloaded and they may not have the authority or access needed to take charge. Some folks may be looking at this or hearing this and thinking, well, isn't this Lou Elizondo suggesting a job or role for himself? Perhaps. It's been mooted before. Would he take that role? I imagine he would. It sounds like a little bit like a pre-interview or kind of pitching the job. Would he be qualified to do it? I can't say that he wouldn't, given his history, his involvement, and his continued media presence and media training now. But I'm sure there would be other folks who would be less happy with Lou getting that position, taking over that position. But I think that would be the case for anyone. A lot of folks, I imagine, would say David Grush should be in charge. Other folks would say it should be someone completely new, completely neutral. We had that kind of with Arrow and Sean Kirkpatrick, which turned out to not be so neutral. It's a real difficult one. Is the position relevant? I think so. How it's carried out? I don't know. But some of the things Azar would do, essentially giving what Lou Elizondo says in the memo and in the interview, is unifying federal, state, local and tribal reporting and response systems. So bringing all that in under one umbrella and into one house, which makes sense. Integrating intelligence capabilities and streamlining data sharing. Leading discussions inside the National Security Council. Guiding a national intelligence estimate on UAP and other emerging technologies. Providing assessments on how EADT affect national security, economics and foreign policy, accessing all classified UAP information and advising on what should be classified, strengthening laws to protect the homeland from EADT threats, I hate that acronym, Christ, and accelerating research in advanced propulsion and related technologies with help from academia and private industry. So in short, this role would pull together all those scattered and broken fragmented pieces that the US and government and other aspects of the government are involved in and treat it like a solid...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Solid, God, I'm going to say thing, what a terrible way to put that. But, you know, treat it properly, give it a role, give it a place. And I think having a real figurehead to look at for this would be really beneficial. I don't know how folks, for example, in the Air Force, the Legacy Programme, the Gatekeepers, would see that. But I think it's one that we maybe just have to find out. And the kind of final message there in that memo is, he ends it by saying the situation is rapidly evolving. Challenges are inevitable, and the US has to be proactive. He argues the moment is right, politically and strategically, to take action and to communicate more honestly with the American public. He offers his own help and says that many in Congress and in national security would see this as a once-in-a-lifetime chance to finally make progress. So I'll say for the first time in this update, folks, I'd be interested to know your thoughts on that. And would you want Lou Elizondo as the UAP czar? Would you want someone else, and why? Is the position relevant? Is it not? I'd love to know your take on that, folks. Really would. Oh, and I suppose a good place to drop in, I'm doing an end of year AMA. Ask me anything, any and all questions from this year, next year, whatever it might be. Send them over. Use thatufopodcast.com/contact. Oops, I've got my notification on the PC. Or you can email ufouapam@gmail.com. All those links are in the descriptions below. Get in touch with me, send over a question. If you have and I've not been in touch yet, sorry, please resend it. That would be great. But if you've sent over something, I've got quite a few already. Look forward to hearing from you. So some of the highlights from Ross Coulthart's News Nation piece. Ross asks Lou if President Trump had received this memo directly. Lou can't answer whether or not he has had time to read it, or even if, then he means Trump, or even if Trump's staff have had time to read it, but he hopes someone has. Ross asks why he combined UAP and human drones in the memo. And I said, folks, personally, I think that's fair and it doesn't show a bias or assumption. I think we need that approach, especially in the public, especially in the mainstream. We have to appear open to different possibilities. The folks who go too far left or too far right in any conversation, whatever way you want to take it, like I say, if I look at this topic and think of this, the skeptics being on the far left, the debunkers, the real hardcore debunkers, everything's bullshit. And the far right, everything's UAP. You need to be more central. I would say I'm right of central on that argument. I want stuff to be UAP, UFO, but I know not everything is. Less than 10% is going to be truly anomalous, but I don't give a shit that 90% isn't. I care about the stuff that is anomalous. That's the interesting stuff. The real meat and bones, nuts and bolts, woo, whatever it is. That's the interesting stuff in this topic, and that's what drives it forward. Ross asks why Lou combined UAP and drones. Lou says that EADT is a large umbrella, and with so many emerging technologies, it's important to understand what's in our skies. Ross asks him if the president was poorly advised when the administration said back in late January 2025 that the drones were FAA authorised, and we know that is part bullshit at least. Lou talks about this being down to too many branches of government not communicating. He gets again at the US government needing that UAP czar ahead to go to on this topic. He does reference, and Elizondo references multiple times in this interview, in our skies. But nothing about the water. I don't know whether that's deliberate or not. You know, space, air, water, all equally important, especially the water discussion. I can see that really getting more traction in the mainstream, especially as 2026 goes on. Again, folks, I'll say it. I think there are something akin to a base, at least in one part of the ocean. that is providing some of these things. Drones, perhaps. Non-human drones, definitely. I'm not talking about China or Russia launching drones from under the water. So Lewis says he is heartened by efforts going on behind closed doors, but he can't go into details. I am speaking to Jeff Nusitelli, who is one of the witnesses from the last hearing. I met Jeff at the Saul Foundation. I've had Jeff on the podcast before. He was the security officer for the Vandenberg UFO incident and interviewed the witnesses. Really looking forward to speaking to Jeff. He is now involved with those whistleblowers going forward and working on stuff behind the scenes. I'm looking forward to that interview. This show is going to come out really similar time to that interview. So if you haven't listened to that yet, go and check it out, please, because it'll be a good conversation. I've got some great stuff to ask Jeff. And meeting Jeff personally, one of the only people I have in this whole topic now in the 5.5 years doing this podcast. Really nice guy. He was so nice and spent a lot of time with me. Really good to talk to him. Ross talks about the drone flap, and are these drones or something else? Because authorities say they can't track or find the origin of these objects. And that's quite a common argument, I think, for a lot of folks who want to say, oh, they're UAP, that means they're UFOs, they're aliens. But is that what the truth is? Or are they just telling us that? Are the authorities just telling us, we can't track these, we don't know where they're coming from, we don't know their origin? But if it was Russia or China, would the US come out and tell you, yeah, we know they're Russian, we know they're Chinese? That opens up a can of worms. And there are potential times those would be classed as acts of war. So are they going to say anything? Because let's be honest, are the US doing the same thing in those countries? Probably. So I don't pay too much attention to this whole, we can't track these objects, we don't know where they're going to or coming from. Bullshit. Of course they do. And I would say that includes whether these objects are going to container ships off the coast of the US being launched by Iran, China, Russia, or if they're happening on shore, or if they're perhaps something that are coming from, you know, up there or down there by something else. Coulthard asks Lou if he thinks President Trump is contemplating disclosure. Lou gives an answer which is very much a maybe, maybe not. He says it's a risk as there could be a foreign adversarial element to this. Not unfair, bit of a nothing answer. Coulthard says that President Trump was given a limited briefing by a mutual friend, I'm going to presume David Grush, but I don't know, and is aware of the US's knowledge on this. Ross asks Lou his thoughts on Secretary Rubio and would he now be read into any crash retrieval programs? Really interesting. Lewis says he hopes so, but understands why now, given his position and future aspirations, he would hold his cards close to his chest. He won't want to break ranks from what the administration's direction is now on this. This also brings up, I think, Marco Rubio walking back statements he made in the Age of Disclosure documentary. A lot of folks really honed in on those. At the time, he was a senator. Senator Rubio? Yeah. Congressman Rubio, Senator. Sorry, I've took a blank on that, folks. I'll blame the illness. But now he's moved up to a much higher level. He is constantly beside Donald Trump. And I would hasten to think that perhaps, is there a Vance Rubio ticket for the future for presidency? Is Rubio himself thinking down the line of running for presidency? So right now, does he want to commit to some major statements? And he's kind of basically said that, for walking it back, that he wasn't seeing all that stuff himself from a place of knowledge, but more quoting what others, high-ranking still, had told him. Lou brings up again that if we ignore this, then it's a matter of time before we have a 9/11 level event, that a state or non-state actor will use reverse-engineered UAP technology against us. That's quite the statement. Because for me, and again, this is why I would love to have Lou back on in the near future if he could do it, you know, just to dig into that. And it would be such a difficult thing for him to go into detail on, frustratingly, I know, for many folks. But on some level, Lou will be guarded with his NDAs, his oath he's taken. He's very patriotic. He doesn't want to overstep the line. But then he goes in to say that, you know, we're essentially heading towards another 9/11 event where they're going to use reverse engineered alien technology against us. That's quite a big claim that comes from a place of presumption, assumption, or assumed knowledge, or actual knowledge. Yeah, interesting statement. They also have a discussion around Lewis saying the American people can handle the truth of this, but then there's a continuation where they bring up Jim Semivan's comments that the truth is so indigestible that people may not want to hear it. Lou likens it to a doctor telling you bad news or finding out your partner's cheating, news you might not want to know at the end of the day. So yeah, go back and check it out, folks. It's around an hour. Ross Coulthard always does good interviews with Lou Elizondo and others. yeah, definitely check it out and appreciate Ross battling through illness to get out the other end of that one.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
To follow that up, Lou Elizondo did also appear alongside James Fox for a kind of impromptu appearance. It was an interview at Lou Elizondo's bar, Bombshells, it's called, in Wyoming. And James Fox managed to grab about 13 minutes and record it with Lou Elizondo asking him a couple of questions. I'm not going to go over it again word for word, folks. This is someone else's content, but I'd love to comment on it. Basically, James asks Lou 4 or 5 questions around the topic. James asked Lou if he would consider himself a first or second hand witness. Lou said first hand, but he then cleared it up by saying he saw material of unknown origin, and also that knowing how long the US government has studied this, he would consider that him being a first hand witness. James asked Lou if he told him everything he knows, would Lou go to jail? Lou said, yep, or worse. And with each of these answers, he goes into more detail, but go and check that out, folks, if you can, on James's socials. James asks him, what would you like to say to people who criticise him for everything he has done or doing? Elizondo basically says it doesn't bother him. They discuss the online UFO community, UFO cults, battles of differing sides, stuff that doesn't particularly interest me either way, all that gossipy bullshit. But I agree with what he says around people's families should always be left out of this stuff at the end of the day. There is no need whether you like or dislike someone or hate someone or disagree with their message or think they're a disinfo agent to be posting up stuff to do with their family. Totally uncalled for, unnecessary. We're all big kids at the end of the day. We're all adults. I say big kids, we're all adults. There's a lot of big kids out there. And we should be able to deal with this in the appropriate way. But I'm also aware it's 2025, 2026. And yeah, the world's fucked up, isn't it? And James asks Lou, if you had 30 seconds to talk to the world about UAP on a podium, what would you say? Really disappointing, but Lou says, he gives a non-answer and says it deserves a great answer, but doesn't answer. He'll need to think about it. So there you go. So that was a couple of Lou Elizondo news drops. I'll reach out to Lou, see if he can get him on the podcast. I was hoping to have him on back earlier in the year. It never quite worked out. But I know with commitments and everything else that Lou doesn't do anywhere near as much media as he used to. He doesn't owe people like myself anything. So if I can get him on, fantastic. If you're watching this, you might notice after that cut, my eyes are a bit watery. Little bit of a coughing fit there, folks. Apologies. UAP Disclosure Foundation the UAP Disclosure Foundation has announced some shakeups as they have made this announcement. Let me just read directly from their website. The Disclosure Foundation today announced the appointment of Hal Puthoff, a physicist and research leader, and Carlos Eyre, it's E-I-R-E, so I'm going to say Eyre or Eyre, a distinguished scholar and history and religion, to its advisory board. Their addition strengthened the foundation's multidisciplinary leadership at the intersection of national security, science and public understanding. Dr. Puthoff brings more than 5 decades of research and advisory experience across government, academia and the private sector. He currently serves as the president and CEO of Earth Tech International and the director of the Institute for Advanced Studies at Austin. His career includes research positions at the NSA, Stanford University and SRI International, along with recognised contributions in electrodynamics, quantum vacuum physics, and advanced energy and propulsion concepts. Dr. Eyre is the T. Lawrenson Riggs Professor of History and Religious Studies at Yale University and a National Book Award-winning author. I wrote a book once, folks, so just let you know that. A leading scholar of the early modern world, comparative religion and the cultural history of belief, Dr. Eyre brings deep expertise on how societies interpret anomalous experiences, govern uncertainty and negotiate the boundaries between scientific and humanistic inquiry. Chris Mellon made a comment to say, "We are honoured to welcome Dr. Putov and Dr. Eyre to our advisory board. Their combined scientific historical perspectives will help guide the Foundation's efforts to promote transparency and strengthen public understanding." Really good appointments there, it looks like. If you want to know more about the UEP Disclosure Fund and what they're doing, Disclosure Foundation, it has changed names. On that, if you want to check out more information, Jordan Flowers, who is one of the directors there, was just on with me recently discussing that name change from fund to foundation and what they're doing. And of course, I've spoken to Lester Nari, who is involved with the UEP Disclosure Foundation, and Yuan Fung all in the last year or so. So go and check out those interviews, and the link for the website will be in the description as well. Couple more things just to pick up on, folks. Steven Spielberg has his new movie out on 12th of June 2026, it's been announced for. So he is returning to the world of UFOs and ET mystery with a brand new film set for release next summer. The project is still shrouded in secrecy, you know, ironically, but it's already generating huge buzz, so there's no official confirmed title yet, though several production reports suggest the working title might be Disclosure, with other internal names, including IMDb, have it listed as The Dish, and Non-View popping up throughout filming, so there's a few different names around. We don't know what it's called yet, but the cryptic marketing has appeared. Billboards in New York yesterday has the phrase, "All will be disclosed," which only has added to the speculation about the film's direction and themes. We do know that Spielberg's got a big cast. Emily Blunt leads the film, joined by Colin Firth, Josh O'Connor, Eve Hewson, Coleman Domingo and Wyatt Russell. The screenplay is written by David Coop, based on a story by Spielberg. And they worked together on Jurassic Park, War of the Worlds. And of course, legendary John Williams is back to compose the score, making yet another return for one of cinema's most iconic director-composer partnerships. John Williams has done some of the classics over the years, folks. I'm not even going to tell you what he's done if you don't know. Just type in John Williams to your Spotify and enjoy some huge scores that will take you back to your childhood and beyond for the cinema releases. Huge cinema fan myself, as you may know. Plot details are so minimal, almost non-existent. We literally know this is a UFOA type movie. No synopsis released, and the studio has not commented to anyone. I can't find any spoilers online. Early reporting suggests it's a direct UFO movie, his first since Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Obviously E.T., huge movie as well. Fans can expect the first trailer on the 19th of December, attached to Avatar Fire and Ash. Here's a little sidebar, folks. Avatar movies, I think, are crap. Not a fan at all. I went to see the first one. Blech. Not for me, but appreciate other folks will like them. Same with Lord of the Rings. Just boring for me. So many of you probably just turned off there. Apologies. Love Avatar. For now, the mystery continues. Spielberg making a UFO film is again enough to get everyone watching the skies. If you look at the picture for the billboards with that slogan, it's got like a face. You can kind of see, I'll put the picture up on YouTube if you're watching this now, but otherwise I'll just have to describe it for those on audio. But you can see a kind of eye and an eyebrow, and it looks like someone's tilting their head up and looking back. You see half their face, but it's shrouded around a silhouette of a blue jay bird. And if you look in the reflection of the person's eye, it looks like there's small lights. Some folks saying it could be like an abduction and they're looking up and seeing the object, but I'm really excited for that movie. Really excited for a big UFO movie in the cinema. Look, when these things happen, sometimes they end up massive letdowns, but it's Spielberg, it's UFOs, there's a lot of romanticism there. John Williams doing the score will be incredible. I'm excited for this one, and I hope you are too, and I really look forward to seeing that trailer dropping in the coming weeks. And also on that, folks, reminder, James Fox's Moment of Contact, new revelation of Alien. I've totally fucked up the thing, the name of it. Where did I put it? Fox. I might cut this bit out, folks. I might not. I did have the details in there. So it's a Moment of Contact, new revelations of Alien Encounters is released digitally on the 22nd of December, just before Christmas. I can't see any details yet of how to purchase. I imagine it's going to be like Hulu, Apple TV, Amazon Prime, potentially. As soon as those details are out, I'll let you know. But yeah, go support James. That'll be a wonderful documentary, lots of new content in it, and I look forward to seeing it myself. I've been very fortunate to get a screener sent over to me. I have not watched it just yet because I am ill and I want to enjoy said screener. But James will be joining me towards the middle of December to discuss the new documentary. And finally, folks, just a reminder, I spoke to Stephen Bassett last week, and he announced that the State of the World Forum is returning from the 14th to the 17th of December. That is a global virtual gathering bringing together thinkers, leaders, indigenous voices, technologists and creators to ask some of the biggest questions facing humanity today. The theme for this year is Four Intelligences, One Future, exploring how human, natural, artificial and even cosmic intelligence shape the world we're stepping into. Across 4 days, the forum will tackle everything from ecological regeneration and ethical AI to geopolitical instability, cultural restoration and the future of space and consciousness. So you can expect high-level conversation, practical action frameworks and perspectives from a global mix of speakers, which is always nice. All online, local watch parties are happening around the world. Digital passes are available for anyone who wants to dig deeper. If you're interested, go check it out on the website. Stephen did give me a code PRG95. PRG95. You can enter that at checkout and you get a discount off of the online price. And with that said, folks, lots of great content coming up. An interview with Jeff Nusatelli, like I say, dropping very soon after this episode, so make sure to check that out. Jeff was one of the whistleblowers at the last hearing and is heavily involved in the UFO topic now behind the scenes, trying to make progress in DC as a whistleblower. Thank you for checking out this update, folks. Thank you for picking up a copy of my book as we head towards Christmas. If you've got the book and haven't yet done so, please go to Amazon, click on Orders and leave a review of the book. It takes like 10 seconds to click 5 stars. You can leave a comment too if you like. All would be much appreciated. And finally, you can take advantage of the Black Friday offer now through December, and I'm going to leave it up in January as well. Tough times for folks, really tight times financially, but thank you for all your support you offer. So if you go to Patreon, you'll automatically see your first month is half price, or you can get a full annual membership half price on most of the tiers on there. All makes a huge difference to me, and folks, maybe 2026 will be that year I finally go full time with this podcast. Terrifying thought, but yeah, who knows. But thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you all very, very soon. That's all for this episode of That UFO Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching. If you enjoyed the show, please follow, subscribe and leave a rating or review wherever you get your podcast. It really helps others find the show. If you're watching on YouTube, hit like, subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss future episodes. You can also support the show directly and get early access, ad-free episodes and bonus content on Patreon or by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or YouTube memberships. All the links are over at thatufopodcast.com or in the show description below, along with merchandise and more. Don't forget, you can also pick up a copy of my book, Atlas of Unidentified Flying Objects, available now in all good bookstores and through online retailers, including Amazon. Big thank you again to all of you for listening and tuning in. Until next time, keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer, a little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right inside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little grass.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, Just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.